I think the number one thing is basically to break the taboo on really open and honest dialogue about all drug policy options, including legalization. Tonight, at the Honor Fraser Gallery, Los Angeles, Drug Policy Alliance, we've gotten in the habit of organizing these art auctions to bring more attention to the issue and to the organization and to raise money. We're trying to build a national organization, a national movement to end the war on drugs in America and really around the world.
The fact that it's illegal fuels a crazy drug policy and a crazy drug war that we're not winning.
So much money goes into trying to enforce these ridiculous laws.
We're basically making outlaws really wealthy.
We just don't have that money to waste anymore. I think decriminalizing and or legalizing marijuana should be the first step.
People are really hesitant to change laws related to drugs because they feel like they'll be encouraging crime. I think if people sort of de-link those two, then we can move forward.
I think it's fear. I think it's fear and lack of information and lack of education.
And that's what's so great about the Drug Policy Alliance is that its main mission is to educate the masses.
And I think the idea is to take care of the overzealousness of the government, and I think those people should be treated not as criminals.
Prisons are big business, and that there are far too many people that are in there.
To try to fill our prisons with tens of thousands of people for, you know, simple things like small quantity possession and things like that is just absolutely insane.
Yeah, I miss the whole cocaine, but I don't judge those people.
Frankly, I think that we're treated like children in this country.
We could legalize a few things, don't you think?
I think the wind is at our backs to make some substantial changes in these drug laws.
Decriminalization of possession, personal use, growing for personal use, that kind of thing could make a world of difference.
We could certainly start with marijuana. How about that?